Our idea of restoring families is to bring children, orphan children, back into a setting where they are in a traditional, biblical, God-honoring family setting with a husband, with a mother and a father, not just a mother house parent, but a mother and a father. And our desire is, wherever possible, is to bring them into a situation where there are already other children in that home so that those children and those orphans can be integrated to become one family. And we've seen this family. This is our first family that we have been able to bring together through Calvary Baptist Church there in Choma, the town or the district where we live. To the right, the house parents are Mr. and Mrs. Jerry. He is a deacon in the church. His wife is a children's leader in the church, a godly couple. They have two or three of their own children and two other orphans that they care for that are relatives of theirs. And they agreed with the church, without any compensation being promised to them at all, to serve as the house parents for five other children. These five children that are pictured here, and I won't tell you which ones are the orphans and which ones are not. In fact, if you went to Zambia right now and went through the town, they would not be able to tell you which ones are the orphans and which ones are blood relatives, because they have been integrated as a single family unit. But those five children, they're brothers and sisters. 7 years prior to this picture being taken, their mother and father, who were a part of the church plant there, they died within a two-month period of one another. The husband died first, and then the mother died the following month. At that point, those seven children, or those six children initially, were farmed out across Zambia to unsaved relatives. They never once during that seven-year period came back together to see one another all at the same time. And God, through His grace and through the efforts of the national church there, we have seen those five children, because the one of them was old and on in an independent status at that point. Those five children have now been integrated back into a family. When we look at this, we don't call them the Jerry and the Mwala families. They are the Jerry families, and they're treated as that, and we praise the Lord for that.